Welcome to episode 324 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. What does the Bible have to say about family love? Both the New and Old Testaments teach the importance of family unity and love. God created the family unit as a source of growth, strength, and love. Through both challenging and joyful seasons, we can learn to love our family members better. Here are 23 passages of Scripture to encourage, inspire, instruct, and challenge us in our family relationships. Genesis 2, verse 24. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Note three parts of this text. One, leave. The married couple are to move on from their parents, move on from their own life, and start something new together. Two, hold fast. Holding fast involves not compromising in our thoughts, behaviors, or anything that might pull us away from our total commitment. In the Bible, it often refers to how we ought to cling to God. But the same is true for the marital relationship. Cling to your partner. And three, become. Two will not immediately be transformed into one. It takes time. It takes work. It takes commitment. It takes God working in and through us. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Children are to value their parents, care for them, show respect for them, not only while they are young, but throughout their lives. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord, is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Love for God spills over in how you raise your children. Many Jewish parents recite verses 4 and 5, known as the Shema, every night at bedtime. This is a good practice that more of us ought to follow. Psalm 29, verse 17. Discipline your children, and they will give you peace of mind and make your heart glad. Love for our children, desire for their well-being, means that we discipline, especially when they are young. Psalm 127, verses 3 to 5. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. If we see our children as a gift from God, entrusted to our care, does that change how we raise them? Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. While this extends beyond the family, it is certainly preferable when siblings are not constantly bickering and arguing. How are we ensuring that squabbles do not turn into deep-rooted animosity? Proverbs 1, verse 8. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. God's ideal is that children be raised by two godly parents. If you are a single mother or a single father, find a godly man or a godly woman who can be a positive influence, a positive presence in the lives of your children. Proverbs 17, verse 6. Children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. First, part one of this text, when I think of storge love, I think first of the love of a mother for a newborn. But I also think of grandparents who derive such pleasure and satisfaction from their grandchildren. no part two. It is natural for children to be proud of their parents, teenagers and teenage years notwithstanding. However, parents should live in such a way to inspire such pride. Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. Plant those seeds when your children are young. Proverbs 23, verses 22 to 25. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she's old. Buy truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. He who fathers a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. Children are encouraged in this text to listen to the godly instructions of their parents. Parents who have regular family devotions, take their children to church, and constantly pray for them are more likely to raise righteous children. Isaiah 54, verse 13. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Parents and Christian teachers should see themselves as God's representatives, teaching on his behalf. Isaiah 66, verse 13. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. God speaks with tenderness to his people. He uses the motherhood metaphor because no one can comfort like a mother. Matthew 12, verse 50. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. To belong to God's family, one must believe and obey. Matthew 25, verse 40. And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Do we see those in need as our brothers and sisters? Are we moved to love them, care for them, and protect them as we would members of our own families? Romans 12, verse 10. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. If our relationships were based on this standard, think how much happier we would be. Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you live long in the land. Paul reminds children of the promise given in the 10 guidelines for abundant living. Ephesians 6, verse 4. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We are fallible as parents. As such, we must be careful to not, as one version puts it, exasperate our children. 1 Timothy 3, verse 5. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? First things first, get your house in order. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. How are we caring for the needs of our family members, both material and social/emotional? 1 Peter 4, verse 8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. This applies to all kinds of relationships. 1 John 3, verse 16. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. This is the supreme standard for love, willingness to sacrifice. 1 John 4, verse 12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. We can get closer to an understanding of God through the relationships we have with each other. 1 John 4, verse 20. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. There we have it, 23 verses by which we know love. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we'll be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.